I have observed two major impacts on waterbirds which directly relates to climate change. Young hatching earlier. There is a good reason why most wild birds are born in the spring. The long days and abundance of natural food are an asset for growth and development. If the chicks hatch in the spring, the natural food sources are available for the parents and their offspring, from nesting through to young birds becoming independent. After struggling to survive in Britain's cold winters for more than 300 years, the Egyptian goose is undergoing a population explosion. Once confined to a small area of Norfolk, the goose is now abundant across Greater London and surrounding countries and has been reported breeding in the West Country and as far north as the Humber. Egyptian geese were brought to Britain in the late 17th century as an ornamental bird for the lakes of country gentlemen. Not surprisingly, being used to warmer weather, the goose found survival very difficult, not least because it was accustomed to breeding in January, a habit it has found hard to break, making the survival of its chicks unlikely. Although numbers were creeping up in the 1990s, the significant increase has occurred in the last 15 years. Egyptians still nest in the winter before other geese and duck have started breeding and produce up to 10 goslings. While the appearance of chicks so early makes them particularly vulnerable to hungry predators, the warmer weather of the last 25 years is thought to have improved their survival rate and to be the reason for the sudden jump in numbers. Climate change therefore means a permanent and probably large population of another non-native goose. Unfortunately, this means Egyptian geese are now classified as an invasive species. Although the weather is warmer, breeding early brings other issues. The lack of sunlight in the short winter days means the young are deficient in vitamin D, which can result in metabolic bone disease. Crows and collared doves are prone to this due to their early breeding habits, and lead fractures are disproportionately high in Egyptians. This could be attributed to a lack of vitamin D, resulting in a calcium deficiency, but I do not believe any studies have been done. Significant decrease in rainfall. Extra heat early in the season contributes to reduced water levels. This can impact on the ability of chicks to return to nests, or nests being stranded with no water. This makes them extremely vulnerable to predators, dog attacks, or even vandalism. The combination of lower water levels and heat increases the risk of toxin events such as botulism. The concentration of pollutants and rubbish is also greater. Finally, I would say the warmer weather also encourages more recreation on the water. These competing demands have an adverse effect on the water birds. Fishing tackle industries increase dramatically during the warmer weather. There are more people using the parks, and dog walkers frequently let their dogs swim in the water. Very often, young chicks end up dead as a result of a dog attack. Adult water birds are also particularly vulnerable when in molt as they become flightless,